The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, nonprofit community, thanks so much for joining us today. Good for you for coming on, because we have an incredible conversation that's going to happen here with Mark Sauer. He's the founder of Delray Students First. And I want to thank Spirit of Giving Network for sponsoring our show and giving us the opportunity to let you hear about so many nonprofits that are doing great work that a lot of times we don't hear about. So today, again, we have Delray Students First. And Mark, thank you so much for coming in and giving up your time and just speaking to you, you know, just now, just hearing the passion that you have for this incredible program. I'm excited for our community to hear more about it. So without any further comment from me, please tell us about, and thank you for coming, Delray Students First.
Kara, thank you for the invitation. And I want to thank Spirit of Giving Network. Delray Students First, we created it 2012. And it has a laser focus on tutoring underprivileged students who go to the public high schools in Delray Beach. That's Atlantic High School and Village Academy. Both are in Delray Beach. Both are public schools. And what we do is identify, with the help of the teachers and the administrations, students who have a keen motivation to go to college. And we enroll these kids in after-school tutoring that is covers a span of 2 years. And we keep attendance. We have teachers as tutors, and the teachers are compensated by our organization. We're sort of a mini school district within the big school district. And we have tremendous support from the principals at Atlantic High School and Village Academy. Tara Ocampo is Atlantic High School, and Latoya Dixon is at Village Academy. And these are wonderful educators, and we have long-term relationships with the teachers. And again, we're hiring them, and that's where the funding element of this is, because that's the key financial need of Delray Students First, is we hire as contractors the teachers several times a week so they can herd these students after school. We also give them snacks, pizza, sandwiches, whatever, and we treat them like they are our children. And this goes on for a span of 2 years, and we want them to take the ACT and the SAT tests several times in aggregate over these 2 years. Some of the kids take these tests maybe six or seven times in total. They get better at the test with our tutoring and the experience of taking the test. On those test days, they're Saturday mornings, they're early mornings. We often pick the kids up, give them breakfast, give them sharpened pencils, make sure they've got their student ID, their calculator, and make sure they walk in that test room ready to take care of business. It's a passion, and we love doing it. We can count 30 students right now in college or graduated from college that went through this program with us. And what happens is the kids get admitted into better colleges with much stronger and robust scholarships. And we have a formula now that's been tested, because we can measure the kids' improvements on the ACT, SAT test. Simple measurement is one of our strong points. And then we can simply catalog the colleges that they go to. And the real fun, it's all fun, Kara. Don't get me wrong. We have a ball here doing this. And we stay in contact with the children in college because they still need our help. They've never been away from home. They've never dealt with the let's call it the academic and social trauma of getting into college as an underprivileged kid. And to date, they're all minorities, largely Haitian and Hispanic. And it really never ends, the help that we give them, and that's what we like.
Yeah, so I can just imagine they probably have never been away from home, or even maybe their parents never, in culturally speaking, would let them leave home or...
Well, we build that's a great question. We build relationships with the parents. They get to know us.
That's critical.
And that's a nice piece of the puzzle. And
educate them probably in this whole process.
Yeah, they get exposed to it. They basically trust us, and they trust the schools and the tutors and the teachers and the principals. And then we also, during this two-year span when we have the high school students under our umbrella, we take them on college tours. We give them swimming lessons. We don't take them fishing. Well, we have taken them.
Yeah.
We have some people with boats. We've taken a few fishing. I misspoke. It's swim lessons. Every child is required to learn how to swim.
Oh, my
gosh, We start at the pool. And listen to this, Kara.
I can't believe
the YMCA provides the instructors free.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know the statistics in Palm Beach County for drowning? And this population is incredible.
It's terrible. And
it's
the kids
terrible.
Are afraid of the ocean. So,
yes. And they live right near it.
Yeah, but they just haven't had a chance.
They just
so
haven't
we teach
had
them,
a chance.
We work with the YMCA to get them swim lessons. And then we teach them how to snorkel. Then we take them to the beach. And then they snorkel in the ocean. Then they learn how to paddleboard. So this is all part of...
Confidence building. Think of that.
Confidence building. Yeah, I had a young man the other day. I ran into one of our alums who's going to FAU. And we had a nice, just happenstance, we ran into each other, and we talked at great length. Name is Wood O'Dean, just a great young man. He's doing well at FAU. First generation American, Haitian family descendant. And he called the swim lessons metaphor. It's a metaphor for what you were trying to do for us to get us confident. And I remember he, in particular, wasn't happy about his first trip into the swim pool.
I bet. He was not happy with you.
But he sure got to know how to do it and just had a lot of fun.
I mean, just really the water can be such a stress reducing once you learn to swim, a place to go and to exercise. And as we get older, it's a great place to stretch. And I mean, you probably never thought that was going to even take place when you were developing this laser formula that you've come to put together. This other piece, and then this other piece, and then something from that. And have you ever thought about, you're just in Del Rey, but is there possibilities to branch your program to other schools?
There are. We have a young woman who's a teacher in the Lake Worth area, who Christine Sylvain, and she has started a very similar nonprofit, Path to College. And she is about 5 or 6 years behind us. If we start, she's got her first year coming up at Lake Worth High School. And we have gotten to know each other, and we are convinced there's a lot of points of commonality. And there are other schools and towns nearby us that would really be well-suited for this. So we think we've taken we're in our fifth or sixth year now. We think we have the template down, the systems down, and we want to solidify what we're doing in Delray Beach, and we are open to collaboration with other towns, let's call them, because it's a town. This has to be done on a local basis.
Yes, community.
And mm-hmm. we focus on Delray because these kids have no transportation. It's important that they live near the schools, live near a walking distance to, we have this trailer where we have summer tutoring. We have a great partnership with the Delray Beach Public Library, a great relationship. They give us space and support in the summer and year
round. And that's easy to get to in Delray.
Yes,
you can walk there.
You can walk there, but look, some of these families don't want their kids walking anywhere. So it's a process, but... With the city of Delray Beach giving us a classroom in Catherine Strong Park, with the two high schools fully partnering with us, with the Delray Beach Public Library, we got a lot of weapons now. We got a lot of facilities.
Excuse not to get there to the tutoring, because it's right there. And so in those 2 years, a teacher says, okay, Mark, we have a student that we feel would be good. Like, walk us through the process. The teacher contacts you.
We have a formal application process at Atlantic High School where the teachers put together a list of potential sophomores who are motivated and who are interested, and then they interview those kids, and they become our next incoming class. So we have two such classes at Atlantic. This is going to be only our second year at Atlantic High School, but we'll have 50 kids at Atlantic, half juniors, half seniors.
I bet you have a waiting list.
We have kids who want in, yeah. Definitely. At Village Academy, I'm at Village Academy. I used to teach there and coach basketball there before I formed this charity, Delray Students First, in 2012. I was there for 5 years as a teacher and a coach. It was my retirement gift to myself to do that. And I live in downtown Delray Beach, so I'm at Village Academy probably twice a day, every school day. And I'm recruiting the kids. I'm talking to the teachers. I guess I'm sort of the old guy as part of the furniture now. So we have a wonderful pipeline there. And Village Academy is the only public school in South Florida with elementary, middle, and high school grades on one campus. So we have a feeder program. We get our hands on kids in the fifth and sixth grade. We have a middle school program. And then we put them on track to get involved at the high school. And both schools are different. Atlantic High School is sort of the prototypical, big, diverse, broad-shouldered public high school that you think of in South Florida. Yes. Village Academy is more of a neighborhood school, yes. Still run by the school district. But again, Village Academy has elementary, middle, and high school, and that I've been there for, this will be my 11th year there now, so I know the grade school teachers, I know the fourth and fifth grade kids, I know the middle school, and I know who's interested, and we have spectacular teachers at both schools that are so motivated, and they become mentors to these kids.
I was going to say, what a perfect, combination of the teacher. The student knows the teacher. The parent knows the teacher. So yes. There's the trust.
And also that, you know, they're tutoring after school in their classrooms, basically.
Yeah, they're there anyways.
And we don't have to provide, we don't have to spend any money on a building. Again, the city is kind enough, City of Delray Beach, to supply us at no cost our classroom for summer tutoring in Catherine Strong Park in the southwest neighborhood of Delray Beach. So we have all of these support systems, and we don't have to rent a building, we don't have to repair a roof, we don't have to pay a light bill. So we're very lean, very efficient, and when we raise money, and we always need money, it goes straight to the tutors. We only have two employees, and one of them is a tutor.
Beautiful. So it's a win-win for a teacher because, obviously, they always need extra money, too. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of – I mean, obviously, they want to do it to help, but it helps also to get the support.
The teachers in Florida are notoriously underpaid. It's a terrible situation. I don't see any – I wish it would be changing, but I don't see it changing. And the teachers – look, we might as well be straightforward. They need the income.
Yes.
And they can earn let's call it a modest stipend, but it's an important stipend to them. It's important to them. And at the same time, they can practice the craft that they love, teaching children in their classrooms, in their schools. So we don't want to be carting kids all over the place after school. They walk down the hall, bam, they're in tutoring.
It so works. And this model, definitely you could take to another school, as long as you said – you have the support of the community where,
yes,
in close vicinity to the school, classrooms, parents. It must make you feel so good to see what you've done, Mark, over
it's
these
fun.
Years.
Well, I have to, Kara, I have to brag.
Please.
We have 11 people on our board of directors, 3 are PhDs. We have business leaders. We have people who live in Delray and Boca in education. They are a spectacular group, and I learn from them. And when we sit down and plan, it's all business. It's all business. And again, because we're nonprofit, because we're a separate entity, we can make what we think are lean, efficient decisions, but we're still working within the framework of the two schools and our great friends at the public library and at the City of Delray Beach. So we are in harmony with the schools, the city, the public library, and our good friends at the YMCA who give us these lessons. There are so many people in so many branches, arms of our area who want to help. And I think that Delray Students First presents an understandable, lean, efficient, easily measured mechanism to relate to if you're interested, if one is interested.
And when you say easily measured, that's so important, especially when you're trying to get grant money, that they can see how well you work and how efficiently, and your board and all of you with this business background. It's such a win-win.
And also, remember, we're taking the kids for 2 years and tutoring them, and then they're taking ACT and SAT tests like every 4, 5, 6 months. So you have a bank of data on the test scores that tell us, are we elevating these kids' scores or not? This is really clearly, readily understood stuff, and that appeals to a lot of people. It appeals to me because I was in this field. I taught and coached for 5 years at Village Academy Public School in Delray Beach, and it's hard. It's the hardest thing I ever did. I ran three companies for 22 years before I did that. It's the hardest thing I ever did in my life. And the school district is underfunded. The schools are underfunded. I mean, this is a mess down here. Anyone who doesn't understand the dire circumstances of public education in South Florida is not paying attention. So we think that we're a nice feature to blend in to the school district of Palm Beach County, and we want to continue to do it.
Yeah, I mean, think about that child that if they hadn't had Delray, you know, your program, where, like you said,
Delray
that child. Yeah, I mean, the student might be bagging groceries. Who knows?
Well, it might be very easy to project such a child as going to college at Palm Beach State College at night and working at a place like, you know, Home Depot or Publix, which are fine.
Yeah.
If that's all you can do, that's all you can do. But we want to take those kids and give them a chance at a real 4-year education.
Mark, thank you so much. Delray Students First, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Looking for ways to reduce your home's energy use? Propane tankless water heaters heat water instantly whenever it's needed, eliminating wasted energy. And propane is clean burning and efficient, which is better for the environment. Learn more about energy-saving tankless water heaters at propanefl.com. Propane Gas. Exceptional living from the exceptional energy.
A message from the Florida Propane Gas Safety Education and Research Council, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Oh, the book lover's heart. It's too healthy for words.
And the nature lover's heart, it flies high with the birds.
But the heart of someone with pulmonary hypertension, often misdiagnosed as asthma, is unbearably stressed and can fail. At the Pulmonary Hypertension Association, we want PH patients to have
a heart that is strong for a life rich and long.
We're putting our heart into finding a cure. Learn more at phassociation.org. That's phassociation.org.
Hey, nonprofit community, thanks so much for joining us today. We have Mark Sawyer with Delray Students First and Spirit of Giving. And Mark, we were talking about the great, huge impact that you've had with Delray Students First and changing lives. Tell us a little bit about maybe a student that's gone through your program and where they're at now. And definitely tell us how we can help you. Give us information, website and phone number.
Well, the way to contact us is to go to our website, DelrayStudentsFirst.org, or just Google it. It'll pop up, and you'll see our upcoming events and how we raise money. And we're in the business of raising money because we turn around and spend every dollar tutoring these kids. And I can't tell you enough how much fun people will have once they get to our events. They're going to meet us. They're going to meet what we see, what we do tangibly. We usually have a few kids there. And then people buy in very, very quickly. We have had walk-up newcomers fall in love with what we do and become very important volunteers. Very important volunteers. A couple of case studies. This is really hard for me to single out kids.
So many, right?
We have an undocumented Mexican girl, Lizeth, who just finished her first year at Cornell in Ithaca, New York. She's got a full academic scholarship up there. She wants to be a therapist. She lost her father when she was about 10 years old. She grew up in severe poverty in Delray Beach, sharing a bedroom with three brothers in an apartment complex that anyone would have to consider dangerous. And she got to Cornell with our help. We have students at FAU who are studying nursing and engineering. We have a young man, Jim Carey, who is studying engineering at UCF. Very poor family situation. He got a Bright Futures scholarship. He had an enormous improvement on his ACT score to qualify for the Bright Futures scholarship, and he's up there. We still help him. We have to help these kids. They don't have any money to buy a blanket or a pillow for their dorm room. We had one kid who went off to college with no way of getting meals, no meal plan.
So not only do we need to help you with money for the tutors, for the teachers, but this ongoing support when they get to college.
Oh, yeah.
With money.
Like we have
to
volunteers
get
that have parties that raise money to get a new college freshman a laptop, to get a new college freshman bedding for the dorm room. This is real. These are real needs. This is very serious stuff. We have a lot of fun. We have so many laughs and share so many experiences with these children. But there's also an element of seriousness to this because we get to know these kids. Now, we're going to have 75 kids between Atlantic High School and Village Academy. At Village Academy, we have high school tutoring and we have middle school tutoring. We have a pool of 75 kids. So that's a lot of kids.
That's for a lot. I was going to ask you, how many do you take a year?
That's 75. Right now. That's optimum. That's about maximum right now. Right now, but we're going to continue to get bigger. We were just doing this with 12 kids, wow. four years ago. 12. So we've shown the ability because we have a great executive director, Kirsten Steven, who's very active across the nonprofit community in Delray Beach and Boca and all of Palm Beach County. So we do have this backbone of business acumen and experience. I have an MBA. Kirsten has an MBA. Our second employee, who just got out of Cornell, Santiago Arias, he's starting his MBA studies at FAU. So we're not playing around.
No, this is.
We
this
love
is,
the kids, but we love.
But what an example to them
business.
Too, oh, the kids
sure.
to see.
Sure.
What you've done and who you are, and to look up to you and want to do good for you.
And we got four kids. Four boys, young men who are on football scholarships at various places, who qualified for the NCAA academic benchmarks because of our tutoring. And their lives would be entirely different if that had not happened.
Wow.
But what we like to specialize in is what I call grinders. Grinders, just regular kids, not athletes. I have a soft spot for all the girls, by the way. And let's hear what they want to do. What do they want to study? And let's help them get to the colleges. And I will say this, and I'm very disappointed in the public education system in the state of Florida in terms of the high school systems and below and younger. But I've been very impressed with the public universities in the state of Florida. FAU, FIU are magnificent, welcoming, first-rate educational institutions for our children. UCF, USF. We have the first two girls to ever get to the University of Florida out of Village Academy were two of our favorites, and they just graduated a few months ago, valedictorian and salutatorian at Village Academy. They were with us for 4 years, and they're now roommates at the University of Florida in Gainesville, each studying biology.
Oh, they're
so
precious.
So this is real. Yeah, they're both first-generation college students. Their parents both, all the parents came from Haiti. Wonderful, wonderful families.
They're glowing. They're just,
wouldn't you be?
Seriously,
it's great to be
right?
A Florida Gator.
Yes.
I'm flashing photos here to Kara.
Yeah, I'm looking at the two girls. They're so cute. Oh, my gosh. And they're just beaming in this of pride, really, of pride. just
and we're proud of them too.
Look at them, yeah.
So definitely. It's just like, you know what it, this is? It's an extension of all of our families. We fall in love with these kids. And again, you know, 75 kids is a lot, but we still can get to know all of them individually. And
how many tutors? How many tutors do you have on board this coming year?
Well, we'll probably have 10 tutors for both schools.
10 at each school.
10 in total.
Oh.
10 in total.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
great, great teachers, great tutors.
So do they tutor in a group? Is it like four or five students together?
Yes. Oh, yes. Everything is in a group. 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 kids. And we break it down by subject matter. In other words, a tutor, for example, is a math teacher and a math tutor. An English tutor teaches English. Science tutor teaches science. So they, you know, in the ACT, there's science, math, English, and reading. And we have tutors across those four specialties.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. Mark, thank you. I don't even know how to thank you for Delray Students First. And the families and our community is so fortunate to have you. So continued success. Keep doing what you're doing. It makes such a difference in our world and in Florida. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming in today. Best of luck.
My pleasure. And folks can go to our website and find out how to contact us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.